Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G. Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. Today, I'm going to speak about business liquidation auctions. When a business has reached the point where it has to shut down because of retirement and the inability to sell the business, or a death in the family, or due to the economy, the surest and best way to liquidate this business is to call in the auction company. Many retail businesses sadly call in professional liquidating companies. We've all seen them. They truck in large amounts of low-quality merchandise to add to the store's inventory. This shoddy merchandise is then marked way up 3 or 4 times its actual value. These companies will bring in their own personnel and have absolutely no scruples when it comes to being fair, or sometimes even honest with the public. They act like all the merchandise belongs to the retiring retailer and are only concerned with making money for themselves. These liquidators then start their normal going out of business ads offering 25% off the first 1 or 2 weeks. Remember, they've marked their shoddy merchandise way up about twice retail. Anyway, this advertising continues with 50% off the 3rd or 4th week, etc. All the while they're doing this, they're restocking the shelves with their shoddy merchandise, with little regard for getting the best price possible for the retailer's true inventory. Eventually, the store does close. Retailer is offered pennies on the dollar by the liquidating company for any of the actual inventory that didn't sell. The liquidator then moves on to another town to bilk another unsuspecting retailer who's been forced into going out of business. So why do you want to call an auctioneer to liquidate your business? Aren't all auctioneers just vultures preying on these businesses forced into selling? No, we're not. Auctioneers live in these communities, and we look our sellers and our buyers in the face every day. Auction companies want all their communities to thrive, and are generally saddened when another business is forced by life's events to close its doors. After all, no one wants to see their town drying up and blowing away. Success breeds success, and a thriving town breeds good business for everyone, including auctioneers. Sadly, though, a large number of auctioneers think that a business liquidation auction is just like any other auction. Well, it's not. Business liquidations bring about a completely different type of advertising and pre-auction setup. Now, not that the auction setup itself, but setting up the other things involved in the auction. If you're closing a pizza place, not too many individuals are going to want to purchase an industrial dough maker or a pizza oven for their kitchen or basement. Restaurant equipment companies need to be contacted, at least statewide, sometimes interstate. If you're closing a hardware store, most of your bidders at the auction will be local and regional individuals that will be anxious for the chance to buy the various tools, hardware, and household fixtures that they have a need for. You will also see plumbing companies come to stock up on the various pipe and pipe fittings that they commonly use. But what about the computerized paint mixing machine? Or all the store shelving? And the tall company safe that's been standing in the office for about 75 years, and no one alive can remember the combination. A professional auctioneer will find specific commercial buyers, or even collectors for these type of items, to assure sellers the most money possible for the generations of family members that have toiled day in and day out, giving their lives to keep this business open. You owe it to these generations of family members to find the best company to liquidate the business. One of the many things to consider is what day of the week is best to conduct the auction. Depending on the business and the location, you may want to hold the auction on a weekday, mainly because major buyers will be companies who will shut down and go home on Saturday. If the business is located in an area such as right downtown, where there is limited parking during the week, this can be one of the few times where I would suggest doing the auction on a Sunday, but only after all church services are over. Every business liquidation auction comes with its own set of problems. I recently saw a store close, and one of the town's leaders didn't want auction goers parking around his business location, which was right across the street. But his business was a fast food restaurant. Well, the auctioneer explained to this person's restaurant manager that he wasn't going to use his normal concession company to facilitate buyers at the auction. Instead, he intended to steer all the auction goers to his restaurant for their food and beverage needs. Well, the restaurant owner not only then welcomed the auction goers taking up some of the parking, but when asked after the sale, that restaurant had one of their biggest days ever and even ran out of some food items. Granted, this was a totally different way to solve the parking problem for the auction, but it worked and everyone was happy. As I have often said, every auction company should take credit cards. And it's especially essential when doing a business liquidation to accommodate the other businesses that will come in to bid using corporate credit cards. Usually it's not the executives that come to buy, but they send somebody with instructions and the company credit card. So you've got to take credit cards. Sometimes when a business closes, they owe large sums of money to creditors or suppliers. This is where what's called the Bulk Sales Act comes into play. Bulk sales laws are intended to prevent business owners from defrauding or evading creditors by transferring all or a portion of the assets of the business to another individual or entity. The law is also intended to prevent an owner from selling his assets far below market value in a so-called sweetheart sale, in which the owner of the business manages to maintain a degree of control of the assets. For example, the law applies when business assets are sold to another business that is controlled by the same owner. Virtually all states have adopted the Uniform Commercial Code that gives notice to creditors of bulk transfers of a business's assets. Concern arises when a business transfers assets to a buyer and there is no provision to eliminate the debt on those assets. Usually, the auctioneer has contractual provisions to pay off the debt on the assets prior to settlement with the seller. In some cases, the buyer has agreed to be accountable for these debts of the business transferring the assets. Sort of like buying a home and assuming an existing home loan. This is, of course, complicated, but it can be done. And of course, in, I'll say, rare cases, sellers have forgotten to mention these debts. Long after the auction has been settled, and the seller has retired to a Pacific island, creditors show up with their hands out demanding money. Buyers are innocent of any knowledge of a pre-existing debt, so you can guess who they go after for the money that's due. If you said the auctioneer, you're correct. I know of one auctioneer whose life was devastated when he got saddled with the responsibility of an $85,000 debt on a piece of machinery. His company was wiped out, and his family ended up declaring bankruptcy. That particular auctioneer had not done a UCC check with his Secretary of State's office, which would have shown the existing debt. Most courts will not hold the auctioneer responsible for the debt if they can show that they have used every means possible to search for any outstanding debt on the assets they are selling. I have run into situations where a seller has forgot to mention such debts. In one case, when the debt was found, this is before the auction, the lien holder was contacted. Now, lien holders praise any auctioneer who contacts them in this situation. After speaking with the seller about the outstanding debt in this type of situation, the auction is held and the seller receives any proceeds after the debt is settled. But I have also seen auctions stopped because of these debts. One time that I know of, a banker not only came to the auction, but approved the slightly lower price that was bid than what was needed to satisfy the debt. Now, he did this via telephone with their main office. This banker commended the auctioneer and commented how it was the quickest short sale for commercial real estate they had ever done, and with only a slight loss of revenue. Let's get back to the easiest way to liquidate a large retail store using a professional auction company instead of one of those fly-by-night liquidators. Believe it or not, an auctioneer can liquidate even a large retail store in just 4 days. This tried and true plan is easier than it sounds, and it still utilizes the existing employees. The first day, everything in the store is marked, say, 20 to 25% off. The second day, items are marked maybe up to 35% off, or a little higher. This is something that has to be discussed. The third day, the store is closed. And on this third day, all the inventory is lined up for an auction by the auction crew with help from the store's regular employees. Shelving is then torn down and all the fixtures to be sold are lined up to get ready for the auction. Then, on the final or fourth day, the auction takes place. Regular employees can still be utilized to help in the loadout, running tickets, and sometimes even in the auction office. I have seen this form used many, many times. And in a lot of instances, the auctioneer will run two rings simultaneously to get the entire inventory sold on that fourth day. Now, the general public really endorses this form of liquidation, as they still see the regular employees and the business owner, and they know that some outside company isn't hauling in shoddy merchandise to take advantage of unknowing buyers. This type of liquidation auction also gives the store owner a lot more control over the store closing, and it doesn't drag out for weeks. In the last few years, many, many municipalities across the nation have gone so far as to pass laws about store closures. Once you advertise that a business is closing, these laws set a time limit as to the actual day the store has to shut down for good. Many times, when liquidations take a long period of time, townspeople just sit and wait until the last minute, until they're sure of the final day and that the real bargains are appearing. When you liquidate via the auction method, buyers know that this is their one chance because the auction is on the final day. Many times, people will actually pay more for items than the price offered prior to the last day's auction in those first 2 days. Maybe it's because they get caught up in the excitement of the event, but more often it's just because they waited until the final day when they knew the store or business was really closing. Any professional auctioneer that is experienced in business liquidations can and will get business owners through this emotional rough patch, as well as get the best prices possible to make the transition of a business closure easier and more profitable. Thank you.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytel.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk. $8,000.